Here we go, here we go, here we go, y'all. What's up? Hey, this is your host, D Wells. Why not you? Hey, this is part two with Daryl Jones. I hope you guys listen to part one because part one was dynamic. Part two is going to be even better. So stay tuned, and we're about to get it kicking with my boy, Daryl Jones.
And that's always been the battle. I don't think it's talked about enough. Especially in the faith community a lot, because, you know, anytime somebody bring God in, it's like, bro, come on, man. Ain't nobody trying to be bro.
Right.
Shoot. So, yeah, man, that was my bit. Honestly, that was the biggest struggle. But then I started thinking, I was like, I didn't ask nobody to be a pro athlete. So why I need to ask somebody to profit from this either?
Yeah.
If I'm giving value to you, I'm adding value, then we need to be able to, you know, benefit from the work that we're putting in on there.
That's right. That's right.
Today, that's for every community.
For every community.
Look, man, can you share the vision of the program that you want to do?
Yeah, man. So see, I'm excited about it. You see, I'm moving around.
Yeah, man.
So the vision is, man, we want to be able to we want to change the education game. We want to be able to insert our programs into, I mean, I would like to say every school in America, but, you know, I might be stepping on other people's territory. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But we want to change the education program. We want to be able to add a program into the schools that allow kids to be able to learn skills that help them transition into society. And obviously maximize their potential there. For example, I want to play sports. You know, I want to, you know, do this other stuff, leadership, all this stuff. Well, 10 plus 10, that's cool. That'll help me count money. But algebra, geometry for me is not helping me get there.
Right.
You know? So you're making me pass a class that, what is that doing for me other than wasting my time? So if we can create more purposeful work in the education system, then we can create more purposeful adults in the community versus raising, robots, you know, just doing what you're telling me to do.
Right.
And we lose sight of thinking for ourselves. We need to give kids an opportunity to be able to think for themselves, to create value for themselves. But we can't do that if the control is always there. We're not providing any platform for them to be able to express those gifts that are inside of them.
Yeah,
that's what the dream is all about. You develop your dream, and I won't answer it right now, but it's an acronym that stands for something purposeful.
Okay, and you know what, man, it wasn't until after I graduated high school and I went to a junior college, and I was taking an English class. That was the first class that I've ever taken where I felt like I was able to express and be me, and it was only because the instructor, man, he was like, okay, this is what we're going to do, man. Everybody is going to come up with an idea and we're going to write a business plan for whatever kind of business you guys want to do. And it's always like, man, so that was the thing that actually got me thinking, okay, like entrepreneur.
Right. You know? Yes.
And it's like, you don't get that in high school nowadays.
No, man, you don't get it. And, you know, again, It's a big process. I mean, we got to start somewhere. Obviously, we're not, you know, you can't tackle the entire educational system, you know, just like that. It's going to be a progressive thing that even it will likely precede me being on the earth. You know, this is the work that's going to have to continue, you know, past me. But we can start, we can get it going because, like you said, the reality of it is we're all entrepreneurs. We all have gifts and abilities that are on the inside of us, but we need the environment to be able to express those things.
Yeah.
That the English environment that brought that out of you is who you're around. And it's like we're trying to keep this box closed because that's the way it's always been done. Mm-hmm. And I'm even flexible. Like I said, we want to come into schools and we want to be able to add something to you. I'm not saying take it away, but let's add another option that maybe you're not able to provide. And so we can partner and help you guys create more value for your schools. Because now when parents see that you're coming, I mean, that you're investing into this, they're like, Mm-hmm. You know, my kid, I've seen my kid do that. And now they're like, man, the schools are being more productive. And plus, we just want to make the principal's life easier. Because
right.
at the end of the day, one of our models is we want to make you and your school look good.
That's right.
We want to make you look good. That's, yeah. So that's our motto.
Hey, like D.L. Sanders, you say, if you look good, you play good.
Dude, that's, isn't that what it is? That we want to make, I will pay for you to make my life easier.
Uh-huh.
We want to make your life easier. We're doing all the work behind closed doors. We're going to come in and, you know, do what we do.
That's right.
But we got to obviously show you what we do.
Let us in there. So how are you teaching others to implement, you know, productive habits and disciplines in their lives so they can actually become the best version of themselves?
Great question. Number one version, I think you gotta demonstrate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. You gotta demonstrate. You have to be the example. And so I can talk to you all I want to, but I want to talk to you about the actions. Actually, one of my themes for this year is being the message. What message, instead of like all the goals and habits, what message do you want to put out this year? What do you want to put up? Because we're all sending messages. We're all sending subliminal messages with our lives. And so that's, for me personally, that is my number one way of how I want to teach people the habits, is by demonstrating, giving you a visual example. Prime example, if you looked at my life at 16, 17 years old, you would have been able to see, okay, this dude is an athlete. He clearly wants to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Never had to say anything to you. You would have learned a lot about me just by looking at me.
Yeah.
And that is what I believe, that you teach people how to live by being it. Eric Thomas teaches us how to live because he's living it.
That's right.
Don't ever stop teaching. A real teacher is always teaching.
Mm.
And as I teach, I learn myself. As I talk, I learn myself. There's conversations that we have as we talk. There's stuff that comes out of you that you forgot about 20 years ago.
Right.
You're like, dang. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
So that's my number one way. Then obviously, you know, providing tools. So we're putting on a workshop
mm-hmm.
for tangible evidence to answer what your question. We're putting on a workshop for the principals, and we're going to take them through some actual applicable actions that they can do to implement their teaching, such as communication for one,
mm-hmm.
Providing with them a type of script or process to be able to, hey, let's implement this so we can intentionally show you how to communicate with each other. Oh, you got a problem with a parent? Okay, let's do this. Cause this is what they do in the business world. In the business yeah. world, sales call, they got scripts.
Mm-hmm.
They got scripts. And I even said this for my own family. We treat the family sometimes like it's a family versus treating it how the business. The businesses stay together because they treat it like a business. The family needs to run like a business too.
Right.
So they're having meetings and they're, hey, I know it sounds stupid. You know, there needs to be flexibility, but what I'm saying is they take it serious enough to say, we need a process.
Right.
We need a process.
So, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We need a process. So families need a process. You know, we don't just sit at the, no, Monday is our family meeting day. Tuesday, you know, we write now. So whatever it is, and you right. got to figure that out. But that's what I'm saying. We have to institute processes and systems to create habits.
Man, that's good right there. I ain't even, you know, because I never really thought about, you know, this brother over here solving problems.
Hey, that's what we're here to do.
Yep. But I never thought about just, you know, having family meetings like that, you know, kind of running it like a business. Because I mean, you just think about that. It's like, you know, it's almost like you're taking your family for granted. I mean, you just, everybody's here. You feel like, I mean, everybody's just bypassing one another. There's really not that much, like, you threw out the word intentional dialogue happening. Dude, that could be a straight game changer right there.
Bro, let me tell you, if we actually got to talking on that, we'd be on here a whole nother hour.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the reality, and I'm only speaking that from my successes and my failures,
mm-hmm.
plus my sports background, understanding being around organizational structure and all this stuff. And you see, oh, that's how they run here. That's how they do this here. Well, why can't we do that in the family? We complain all the time about the family is the foundation of life. And if the family is the foundation of life, then why don't you treat it as that?
Right.
You put more intentionality in the process in the business, but you won't do it in family. So what you're saying, you're really saying that just because that's what you've been told. You don't believe that because you're not implementing. You believe whatever you believe is most important. That's what you're going to put the most effort and energy and strategic action into. Now, I don't care what you say. I can see it when you action. I told you before we started your setup.
Yeah.
But I'm asking you questions about your setup after we're done. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You look at my setup, you look at your setup. Who would you say? Who would you say is investing more? So I can sit here all day and say, man, I'll get down. And you can be like, bruh,
yeah.
Look at the difference. Look at the difference. So, I mean.
Right.
You want to teach somebody something. Look around you. Look at the people that are doing, do what they do.
Exactly.
When we get off, I'm going to be like, hey, man, yeah.
Here we go.
You tell me. I look at other people.
Right. You got to learn from those who are doing it. Exactly.
Yeah. I ain't no hater, bro. I appreciate people that are doing it. You know?
That's right. Yep. So on that note, like, how important is it for you just to, you know, to invest in yourself and grow daily?
I mean, you hear it all the time. Man. I mean, it's so important. I told you earlier, man, I lost myself. You know, think about I lost myself in my family. The people that are depending on me, that care, that I'm supposed to care. Think about how crazy that sounds to tell somebody you don't care as much about your family as you think you do because you are giving them more than you give yourself. Think about how crazy that, because what it really does, it shows you your true motive. Because hear me out. If you give your family more than you give yourself, you're the same guy that will give the public more than you give your family. Because at the end of the day, you are the root. If you start with you, and you are supposed to multiply yourself out to everything else, not skip over you and go to them. See, if you skipped over yourself and went to your family, you'll skip over your family when you got another bigger opportunity. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
All we need to do is present you with something bigger. And then you the one talking about, oh, man, I do for others more than they do for me. I do. That's you be that guy. Now you mad because you didn't put out all this stuff and you didn't. Now you finally burnt out. Now you mad at them because of the choices you made when you should have been building yourself up. So now you have something to give to them and still have yourself.
Right.
But you think it's the easy way around. Let me go after them. Instead of getting myself together. So the reality of it is just like if we can structure our podcast, if we can structure our business, if we can structure our own personal life. And we're willing to structure our own personal life, that will multiply into the other areas, you know, if you choose to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah. I mean, just about your life and how you operate. Because you mentioned having systems and processes. Are you itemizing things that you have to do, like, hourly, daily, you know, straight up to-do list that you live by?
So let me tell you like this. I'm not going to sit up and say, every day, y'all.
Right.
Here's the deal. When I do itemize, I notice a definite higher productivity level.
Mm-hmm.
I like to leave room for a little, you know.
Right.
So I'll be the first part to tell you, like, I'm not. But for the things that matter to me, I do itemize. Things that matter to me the most when I go to the gym, I mean, I can pull up so I got my little thing right here. So I intentionally printed these out. So it's my workout, you know, I got them in my binder, you know, versus, I mean, I like the app, but
yeah,
I like being able to go through the process of creating it. I like to touch it. I like to.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel like it's more important, you know, versus being on the phone. That everything else is on the phone. Everything.
Right.
So to my mind, for me specifically, it's like everything else. So when I itemize it out, to me, that says it's important to me and it helps me be more productive. So I don't do that with everything.
Yeah.
I don't do it. But for the few things that I prioritize, like my health, business, like even my the meeting, the school stuff that we're doing,
right.
I itemize those things out. And again, like with the family thing, I mean, there's been times where I've itemized it and not itemized.
Right.
But I can tell you, when I do itemize things,
mm-hmm.
it works out pretty a lot better than I would have. look on that, I'm gonna tell you straight up. Yeah. Here's the reality. It got to a point, I remember my family, I realized that my conversations on certain subjects, I get, you know, my personality, I get emotional and stuff like that. So I started itemizing out my conversations.
Oh.
So I would go down the list, and I had to do that for me because it would keep me, first of all, it would keep me from going way over there.
Uh-huh.
But then it would keep me, okay, boom, knock that, tackle all the things I want to tackle. And what it did, it helped me. The real power was in the preparation. It made me more invested in it because I was having to put more thought and energy into it.
Got it.
The real power wasn't necessarily in the itemization. It was in going through that process of doing it. It made me take it more seriously.
Got it. Oh, it's on paper at that point.
you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's like when I teach hitting, when we're teaching hitters, we all want the results, right? So let's picture like the itemization being like hitting a line drive to the back of the thing. That's our goal. That's what we're putting up there, to do this. But the process in getting there, you can't focus on that. You got to focus on how do we get there? Right. Having to go through all of that right there, that is now making me more engaged in the process, making me care more, because I've determined that that's the destination. Now, this is how we're going to get there. So I'm automatically more invested now.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I think so many people just, they get infatuated with the end results and not actually taking or going through the journey themselves to actually learn and grow. They just want that instant gratification.
Yeah.
They don't want to put that work in.
You know, and you know, honestly, I can speak from my life. I can speak from what I've seen around me and what I've seen from the general, you know, and I'm gonna see how I can say this. I would kind of flip that around and say most people don't even really know what they want. You know, people want good results.
Right.
But they don't know exactly what the result they really want. That makes sense.
Yeah.
How do you in baseball, if I'm hitting a baseball, my approach to how I'm gonna go about hitting this baseball is determined by where I'm trying to hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to put in work when I'm all disoriented about what I'm even going to do. And I'm disoriented because I don't know where I'm really trying to go. If that makes sense.
It does. Yeah.
That's being specific on what it is that you want. I knew I did not want to go to college. I knew I wanted to go pro to high school. So my steps were strategic of doing that. I didn't go to college workouts. I went to pro workouts. When a college would come, I was like, okay, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I strategically did. Now, if I didn't know for sure that I wanted to go pro out of high school, I would have taken more interest. I would have probably bounced around. Oh, yeah, I'll go here. But I said no to that.
Yeah.
And allowed me to focus on the other stuff because I was focused on that specific thing. So my argument would be, I think people want good results. I don't think they know what they want.
Right.
That would be my argument.
And so thinking about your program, what made you, or what was the process in that? I mean, was it something that you were just, that guy just kind of put on your heart, or was it something that you wanted to do?
So the actual program is called Born to Lead.
Mm-hmm.
The actual program is called Born to Lead. The challenge that we're running is the Dream School Challenge. The acronym DREAM, standing for D is discipline, develop your discipline, R, responsibility, E for excellence, A for attitude, M for mission. Because I believe in order to build your dream, and actually for the kids is develop your dream, for the adults is restore the dream. Oh. Because, yeah.
Right.
You know, it's restore the dream because we lose sight of. So that's a whole nother thing. But for developing a dream, discipline, responsibility, I believe those are five key elements in developing your dream. I think we have dreams, and when a person is pursuing their dreams, mm-hmm. when they're disciplining themselves, they're taking full responsibility, they're committing to in quality, excellence, they have a positive, optimistic attitude, and they understand that they have a mission. All that's for the mission. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mission. That is when we're more purposeful with our actions. So that's where the real, again, it's inspired from my own life, knowing, and I've had the luxury of having the success as a young age and then hitting a, what people would call a failure or a slump,
mm-hmm.
and getting back up, you know? So a lot of people don't have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that benefit of having the high level success that I did early on to even mm-hmm. go. A lot of people just go kind of hearing it, boom, life hits them. And it's,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had the luxury of being able to call on things that happened in my childhood. And then even what's gotten me up now to say, okay, there's a lot of consistency that I see in this particular phrase of discipline or mm-hmm. having a mission or purpose. And the meeting that I just got on or got off of right before I came here, she mentioned, you know, purpose, and you hear this word purpose, vision. And I'll challenge you right now, even right now to this day, because I've had to challenge myself to not think about purpose, but to think about purposes.
Oh.
Not think about vision, but think about visions. What's your vision for your finances? What's your vision for your children? What's your vision for your family? What's the purpose for your work and business? Find all this versus having this one purpose.
Yeah.
One purpose. One vision. If I don't get it right, all hell's breaking. It's not good, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's so much more to us than just one thing.
Right.
And that's what I've had to realize as I've hit my slump, that there's so much more to me than just one thing.
Yeah. That's good to know. Yeah. Because that's powerful right there, because otherwise you just become one dimensional. Like you were saying.
Bro, they be getting on. Look, hey, what they call LeBron? They call him the human army knife. They call him the Swiss Army now because he does multiple things.
Yeah.
And that's their case of making him against Jordan, right? They're saying, uh-huh. yeah, he may not be the best, but they're adding in the collection of what he does.
Right.
To which I would rather be the guy that can do multiple things well. But again, it starts with doing one thing. Don't get that wrong.
Right.
Get that twisted. He starts with one. But I want to be able to add more value in multiple areas of my life. Not just one.
That's right. So what kind of books are you currently reading or have read in the past to help you get to where you are?
Grab it right real quick. No, hold on.
You probably got multiple books.
Yeah, I'll be on a multiple book plan. So obviously you already know. So look at this beat down. That's how you know it's used.
Yeah, right.
Hey, if it's brand new, you know I'm lying. Look, it's taped up and everything. It's taped. Hey, that's how you know. Hey. Got my flash card. But see that, I mean, honestly, dude, and here's the deal. There's days that, you know, I don't read it or something. Oh, man. But the beauty of it is that no matter how bad it gets, what happens, I always come back to the foundation. This has been embedded in me long enough to know that without God, I can't do nothing. And so that's why this thing will always be a part of my foundation and spiritually. Now, this one right here I'm reading right now.
Okay. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? By Dean Graziosi. Uh-huh. There's a powerful message in here where he talks about there's a teacher, one of his mentors said, I made millions of dollars doing real estate, but I made hundreds of millions teaching it.
Ooh.
To prove that, as you teach, you will actually learn more about the subject that you're teaching.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Which is why I believe that God in His Word always talks about sharing the Word with other people, sharing, because it's becoming part of you. The more we talk about it, it becomes your world.
Right.
You know? And then T.D. Jakes, Build Your Vision. You know.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So these are my go-getters right now that I got.
Them go-getters, that's right.
What about you, man? What you got going on?
Ooh-wee.
What you got going on?
As far as books, man, Atomic Habits.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And Put Your Dream to the Test.
Okay.
By John Maxwell.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
He's always a good go-to.
Right.
He's always so good.
I'm finishing up those two. And then as soon as I finish up those two, man, it's on to the next. But I think, man, these books, though, man, it's like you just can't read through them, man. You actually have to study them.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because sometimes I'd be like, man, I got to read. Because you know how it is, like, read 60 books a year, great CEO, read 60 books a year, blah, 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 blah. Man, listen, you got to study these things to really. But again, if you want to bring the argument, I do think people do that. Here's what I've learned, though, too, and what's been my biggest thing. It's like going to, and I had to learn is going to networking and all this other stuff. And you get so high, you get so, you know, great. You know, but what happens? What happens? You leave the conference, you leave the thing, you get back to real life.
Right.
Little by little, you start to not intentionally implement and done. So what I'm saying is the reading the books are an aspect, but I believe, based on my experience, it's the acting out on the actions that's the real work, which is why I do believe somebody can read a book without studying it and still get great results and read 60 books and not really take, because their action is what's creating that momentum versus, you know, we can study it if we don't put action to it.
Yeah, because I heard Eric Thomas in the speech. He talked about, man, I could be flipping the pages and I come across one sentence. And that one sentence has enough impact on him where he's like, okay, I got what I need.
And I'm glad you said that, bro, because I never heard him say that. I've never heard him say that. But I'm glad you said it, because that makes me feel a lot better. You know what I mean? Because I'm reading those books, but I'm not reading them cover to cover.
Yeah.
Specific subjects that I need in my life right now.
Right.
You know, because you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, the book says soar. You know, if you're talking about reading, you know, he's talking about this is how you start a business, and you've already created a business and you're dealing with bad employees. Reading this part ain't going to help me out right now. I'm already past that part.
Right.
I need to know what I need to do with this god dog employee that's being unruly.
Right. You know. Yeah, I understand, brother. I understand. Hey, man. So before we wrap up, you know, since the podcast is about, you know, helping people become intentional and proactive with discovering who they are and implementing their dreams, what words of advice can you share with those listening?
Man, so I would say this. Obviously, you know, you need to have a plan, but I kind of alluded to before. Number one, you need to have a foundation. Obviously, having a foundation spiritually, that has been the biggest thing. When I say spiritual, I mean being established in your identity, that who you are as an individual is separate from what you do. Because no matter what you do, no matter how great you are, there's going to come a time where your physical circumstances are not going to match, you know, the person that you are on the inside. And so you have to have enough belief in yourself to know that where I'm at is not where I'm always going to be. And it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter. Every new level has a new devil. You probably heard that before. And so we have to be established in ourselves long enough to know, hey, no matter what I'm facing, I'm in this thing to win. And I make my decision from the beginning to finish it in the end. And that's the biggest thing I can say. Like I said, because no matter what we do, bro, you're going to go through something. It's inevitable. I don't care if you're trying to build a business or whatever. There's not one thing that, like, if you brought somebody else on here, they're going to tell you something else they believe in something, you know.
Right.
I believe no matter what it is, you got to know that who you are, okay, cannot be limited to where you are.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff right there.
Cannot be limited to where you are. Because if that happens, bro, you are going to, you just allow the outward circumstances to dictate your actions. And then you end up being stuck in the same spot. because now your outside actions are who you are. No, we can't do that.
Right.
The uniform cannot define who you are.
That's good stuff right there to end on, brother.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's good. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Y'all heard it from D. Hey, we had a good time. That was a blast. Thank you for joining me in this conversation with Darryl Jones for the past 2 weeks. What a phenomenal person. He's doing some phenomenal things in the state of Texas, and he's about to go abroad with his works. So you guys just stay tuned and connected with Mr. Darryl Jones. Next week, I will be joined by Dr. Marvin Mitchell, who's a licensed clinician therapist working primarily with men. But listen, the things he talks about applies to all people. Stay tuned for that episode. In the meantime, you guys know what to do. Work on being the best version of you. Stay true to yourself. There's only one you, so be authentic in whatever it is that you do. God bless.